Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily. If you're feeling like your phone is starting to feel more like a life support system than just a tool, you know, the one that constantly pings, buzzes, and demands your attention, then buckle up, because today we're diving into digital minimalism as a way of life, not just a quick detox. Ever feel like you're always playing catch up in this digital world? Like there's just never enough time to truly disconnect and recharge? I get it. Between the endless notifications, social media updates, and news cycles spinning at warp speed, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your time, focus your energy, and actually enjoy the digital world without letting it consume you? That's where digital minimalism comes in. Think of it like this. It's not about ditching technology altogether. It's about being intentional with how we use it. It's about choosing quality over quantity, presence over distraction, and experiences over mindless scrolling. It's a conscious decision to curate our digital lives to align with our values and priorities. So, what does that actually look like? Here are five key takeaways to help you embrace this life-changing approach. 1. Identify your digital distractions. Take stock of the apps, websites, and activities that consistently pull your attention away from what truly matters. It might be those endless social media feeds, news alerts that leave you feeling anxious, or even games that suck you in for hours on end. Once you know your digital weaknesses, you can start to address them. 2. Set boundaries and stick to them. You're the boss of your technology, not the other way around. Establish clear boundaries around your screen time and stick to them. Designate specific times for checking emails, scrolling through social media, or engaging with online content. Think about it like this. If you wouldn't let a friend barge into your life unannounced and demand your attention every few minutes, why treat technology any differently? You deserve to have control over your time and energy. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. When you do engage with technology, be present. Avoid mindless scrolling and truly focus on the content you're consuming. Ask yourself, what am I learning from this? How is this information adding value to my life? If it's not serving a purpose, it's probably time to log off. 4. Find offline alternatives. Rediscover the joys of doing things offline. Read a physical book, go for a walk in nature, spend quality time with loved ones, or pursue a hobby that doesn't involve a screen. You might be surprised at how much joy and fulfillment you can find outside the digital world. 5. Embrace simplicity. The less clutter, both digital and physical, the more space you have for what truly matters. Regularly declutter your devices by deleting unused apps, unsubscribing from unnecessary emails, and organizing your files. Remember, simplicity is often the key to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Okay, let's bring this into a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah. She's constantly checking her phone during meals with friends, scrolling through social media while watching TV, and feeling drained at the end of each day. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah decides to give digital minimalism a try. She sets aside dedicated time for checking emails and social media, turns off notifications during meals and family time, and starts going on walks in nature instead of endlessly scrolling through her feed. You know what? It changes everything. Sarah rediscovers the joy of connecting with people face to face, feels less stressed and more present throughout the day, and actually enjoys spending time with herself again. That's the power of digital minimalism. It's not about deprivation, it's about liberation. So, remember, you have the power to choose how technology fits into your life, not the other way around. Digital minimalism isn't just a trend, it's a mindset shift that can lead to greater focus, clarity, and fulfillment. Take those first steps today. Delete that one app that always sucks you in. Silence notifications for an entire hour. Go on a walk and notice the world around you without your phone in hand. You'll be amazed at what happens when you give yourself permission to unplug and truly live in the moment. Thanks for tuning in to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily. I'm Jake Carter, and I'll see you again tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom. Keep those minds clear, friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.